主耶稣勉励我们要努力的进窄门。
Our Lord Jesus encourages us to enter into the narrow gate.
就是我们要进入这个救恩的门。
And that is for us to enter into the door of salvation.
不但要进入救恩的门，而且我们要努力的来奔跑这一条信仰的道路，这一条天国的道路。
Not only are we to enter into this door of salvation, for the rest of our journey on in this faith, we need to work hard.
所以信仰的道路它不是一时间的它是一直的联系的是我们一生的事情。
This journey of faith is not a matter of a single moment, but rather it's a process of a lifetime.
世界上有很多的事情也是需要很多的努力跟付出。
There are many things in our life that we have to exert our time and effort on.
那常常它是有它的时间性一段时间。
And often these things take time.
但是信仰的道路是从开始一直要走到最后。
While some things only take a period of time, the matter of our faith takes our entire lifetime.
从我们进入救恩之门之后，这就是我们一生的事情。
From the time we enter into the door of salvation, we have to begin to work hard toward eternal life.
那我们很多人都有在上班工作，那通常那八个小时，我们是某一个公司的员工。
Many of us hold a job, and during the 8 hours at work, our time belongs to our employer.
那我们要尽我们一个员工的职责。
As an employee, we have to fulfill our responsibility.
通常下了班之后，我们就把工作放下，我们就过我们的家庭生活，我们的其他的生活。
Normally, at the end of our day, work day, we leave our work behind and we begin our family life and our personal life.
但是做一个基督徒是七天二十四小时。
But a Christian life occupies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
那所以信仰的这条道路是蒙福的道路但是它也是要付上努力来奔跑的一条道路。
Our faith is a journey of blessings, but it is also a journey that requires our efforts.
它不是那么的困难但是它也会有一些困难。
Our faith is not difficult, but we will encounter difficulties.
我们的确是可以把它跑完，坚持到底的。
We are certain that we can finish this journey and that we can persist until the very end.
因为圣经里头很多的古圣徒我们很多的长辈，他们的确都很美好的来跑完了他们信仰的道路。
Because by looking at the saints in the Bible and our ancestors or our earlier church members, we've seen that they have finished this race beautifully.
那当然我们 也应该从他们的身上来看到一些美好的原则或者秘诀。
And from their examples, we could learn some secrets of success and also some principles we ought to follow.
比如说这个新约圣经里头的使徒保罗。
For example, Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
当时他信仰的环境跟我们今天比起来是比我们是非常的辛苦，非常的困难的。
He actually lived in a time where it is more difficult to keep his faith than our time today.
但是他却非常成功的来走完了他的信仰的道路。
Yet he has successfully completed his journey of faith.
为什么他能呢
？Why can you do that？
我们请看哥林多后书。第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 13.
我若癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这个保罗他总是为了神为了周遭的这些弟兄姐妹还没有得救的人。
Paul is constantly thinking about God and thinking about the brothers and sisters or the friends who have not yet been saved.
当然他也努力地来持守住他的信仰。
And of course, he tried very hard to keep his own faith.
十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one dies for all, then all died.
那个很重要的一个关键，这里保罗说，基督的爱激励我们。
One of the very important key here Paul mentioned in verse 14 is the love of Christ compels us.
保罗他不断地被主耶稣的爱来感动他，来激励他。
What continues to encourage and compels Paul is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在很多的时候，他的信仰道路是困难的，但是他能够去完成。
This is the reason why he could finish his journey, even though he had encountered many difficulties.
十五节，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
因为主耶稣的爱激励他，所以他能够为了主耶稣，为了众人而来努力，而来活。
Because the love of God compels Paul, that is why he can make a determination to live for the people and to live for God.
所以保罗他也提到说，他只传讲主耶稣基督以及主耶稣的十字架。
And this is why Paul says he preached nothing but Christ Jesus and his and Christ crucified.
不但保罗需要主耶稣的爱的激励，我们每一个人也都需要主耶稣的爱来激励我们。
Paul was not the only person who needs the love of Christ to help encourage him. Each and every one of us needs the love of Christ to compel us as well.
那我们举办圣餐的目的之一就是要再一次的让主耶稣的爱来激励我们。
One of the reasons why we have Holy Communion is to allow the love of Christ to compel us again.
这也是主耶稣要我们经常举办圣餐的原因之一。
This is also an important reason why God wants us to have Holy Communion.
我们请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 24.
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 24, and when he has given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat.This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我们领受主耶稣的身体。
We receive our Lord Jesus' body.
那同时我们也来纪念主耶稣。
And when we do this, we do it in remembrance of him.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
我们领受主耶稣的血，我们也借这个机会来纪念主耶稣。
Whenever we receive the blood of our Lord Jesus, we too use this opportunity to remember him.
首先我们想到主耶稣他道成肉身来到这个世界上。
We think about how our Lord Jesus came into this world in the form of a flesh.
我们请看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God has manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
主耶稣来到世界上，这是一个极大的奥秘。
It is a great mystery that Jesus came into this world in a human body.
这是神最伟大的工作。
This is by far God's greatest work.
这是神最伟大的爱。
This also manifests his greatest love.
我们常常非常惊讶于这个宇宙万物的奇妙。
We're often at awe with the mystery of the universe.
哇，这个神真伟大，他创造了这么浩瀚、这么伟大的这个宇宙、这个万物。
We see how awesome God's creation is of the entire universe.
其实神更伟大的工作就是他成为人来到世界上。
But what's even greater than his creation is the fact that he came into this world in the form of flesh.
神在创造宇宙万物，从圣经来看，他是用吩咐的。
According to the Bible, we know that he created this universe by uttering his words.
甚至让死人复活，他也是用吩咐的。
In fact, he resurrected the dead by the mere speaking of his words.
但是他要来完成这个救恩，他必须亲自成为人来到世界上。
But in order for God to complete his salvation, he himself had to come into the world in the form of a human flesh.
为什么要这么的麻烦呢？
Why did it take so much work for him to do this job?
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第五节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin.
以圣经来做标准，我们每一个人都承认，在神面前我们是罪人。
Based on the standard, in the Bible, we know that we are all counted as sinners.
这个是我们每一个人最重要需要去解决的一件事情。
This is an issue that we all have to resolve.
那为了解决这一件事情，神必须成为人来到世界上。
In order to deal with our sin, God had no choice but to come into this world as a human.
所以这里说主耶稣的显现是为了要除掉人的罪。
This is why here this verse says that his manifestation is for the purpose of taking away our sin.
那如果我们知道圣经里头所讲的那个第二次的死，我们就知道那是一件极其可怕的事情。
If we think about the second death recorded in the Bible, we could see that it's a very frightful event.
那也是我们每一个人都必须要去面对解决的问题。
Yet, it is something that each and every one of us must face one day.
第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Verse 8, He who sinned is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
为什么我说罪一定要去解决？
Why did I say that you must deal with your sin?
因为这个罪跟第二次的死是有直接的关系。
Because the sin is directly related to the second death.
那这个罪跟魔鬼的作为又有关系。
Sin is also directly related to the works of the devil.
所以魔鬼的作为必须要被除灭。
The works of the devil will eventually be destroyed.
活着的话，永远有魔鬼的作为，我们永远有可能在罪里头。
Otherwise, if the devil's work continues, then we will always be under some influence of his work and sin.
那就永远没有办法真的拥有那个美好的永恒。
Then we will never be able to enjoy a perfectly good eternity.
所以有时候有人会问说，那将来我们在天国还会不会犯罪？
Some people ask, will we have is it possible to sin again in heaven?
那答案是不会的。
The answer is no, that's not possible.
因为主耶稣他显现的目的就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Because in fact, Jesus manifested himself in the form of flesh to destroy the works of the devil.
所以将来的永恒它真的是美好的永恒。
So the eternity that we shall enjoy in the future is perfectly good.
因为已经不再有魔鬼的作为。
Because the works of the devil cannot be found there anymore.
所以那个永恒是真的是值得羡慕的。
That eternity is definitely something to envy.
那而且靠着主耶稣的恩典， 我们真的可以拥有。
And by the grace of God, we could truly take hold of that beautiful eternity.
那为了这件伟大的事情，神他成为人来到世界上。
In order to accomplish this great mission, Jesus came into this world.
照这些古圣徒他们的感想，人就好像灰尘一样，人是非常的有限，非常的渺小的。
According to the reflection of the saints, humans are very limited. We're nothing but dust. We're temporary.
但是神是这么的爱我们，他甚至愿意为了我们，他来到这个世，成为人来到这个世界上。
But God loves us so dearly that He was willing to come into this world.
让我们也一起来纪念主耶稣他在世上三十几年所留给我们美好的榜样。
He came here to save us, so we should take the time to remember His labor and His love for us.
他来到这个世界上，他被称为是人的儿子，神的儿子。
He came into this world for 30 years. He was known as the Son of Man and the Son of God.
他不但来完成救恩，他也给我们留下许多美好的榜样。
Not only did He come and completed the salvation for us, He also left behind many beautiful examples for us to follow.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
二十一节，你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21, for to this you were called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
这里说主耶稣给我们留下榜样，让我们来跟随他。
Here it says that Jesus have left behind an example for us to follow.
这一条信仰的道路有时候是会受苦。
What is this example? We know that this journey, we sometimes will have to suffer, sometimes we'll encounter problems.
有时候我们会问说，为什么我做好行善，我还在受苦？
Sometimes you may question, why do I suffer? Why do I have to suffer if I have done good?
为什么我们能够继续的做好人去行善？
Why do good people suffer bad consequences?
然后但是呢，还是继续的。坚持做一个好人，做好事。
Why should I continue to do good? Why should I continue to be a good person?
因为主耶稣给我留下榜样。
The reason is because Jesus has left a good example.
因为主耶稣的爱来激励我。
Because his love compels us.
二十二节。
Let's continue to read verse 22.
他没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。二十三，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Verse 22, Jesus, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. 23, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges.
马可福音第一章二十一节。
Mark chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。二十二，众人很稀奇他的教训。因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Verse 21-22, and they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. 22, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
有时候我们想要找一个我们可以信靠的人，我们所尊敬的人，我们想要跟他谈谈话。
We often look for people whom we can trust.Whom we could depend on because we hope to establish a relationship with them.
真的，有时候找对的人会给我们生活带来一个很重要的、很好的一个启发跟勉励。
If you find the right people in your life, they could be your strong support and they could encourage you.
那我们绝对不要忽略了，主耶稣就是这样的一个人。
But let's not forget.Our own Lord Jesus can be that person.
四福音书里头，有些圣经会把主耶稣讲的话特别用红字把它显示出来。
In some Bibles, you see that words of Jesus are printed in red.
在四福音书里头，那我们常常的去反复的去阅读。
And if we continue to reread these words in the four Gospels.
主耶稣的教，他的这些教导， 永远不会过时。
The word of Jesus is timeless.
所以我们总是可以从他的这些话语里头来得着帮助，来得着力量，得着勉励。
We can always find help, find strength, and find encouragement in the words of our Lord Jesus.
这就是纪念主耶稣的方法之一。
This is one very good way to remember our Lord Jesus.
我们需要被这种有权柄的话来鼓励我们，帮助我们。
We need encouragement from these words of authority and words of love.
所以纪念主耶稣就不是只有在圣餐礼的时候。
So we don't only have to remember Jesus at the time of Holy Communion.
因为我们每一天都需要被主耶稣的爱来激励我们。
Because when in fact we need His love to compel us each and every single day.
所以我们要常常不断地去回想、默想主耶稣的教训。
We need to continue and to remember and to think about His love and His words.
好，请我们再看希伯来书第二章。
Let's also refer to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9.
第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Verse 9, Hebrew 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God might taste the death for everyone.
带着血肉之体，跟我们一样的主耶稣，这里说比天使小一点。
Our Lord Jesus, who has human flesh, just like us,was made a little lower than the angels.
他来的目的就是要除掉人的罪。
And the purpose of his coming was to get rid of the sins of men.
那除掉人的罪的方法就是他必须要受十字架的苦刑。
And in order to redeem the sins of men, the only thing the one thing that he must do is to die for all mankind.
那不单是这个血肉之体被挂在十字架上。
Not only was his physical body crucified on the cross,
还有这里所说的，他为我们每一个人去尝了死味。
Here it says that he tasted death for everyone.
这就是为什么主耶稣在十字架上，他高声的喊叫着说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
This is why when our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross, he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
被神完全的气节，那是一个最大最大的苦。
The greatest suffering of all was to be completely forsaken by God.
那本来有罪的人，他的结局就是那样子。
And that is the final destiny of any sinful person.
那这样的结局不再是我们的。
However,fortunately, that is no longer our destiny.
因为主耶稣已经为我们尝了死味。
Because our Lord Jesus has already tasted that death for us.
让我们一起来纪念主耶稣的复活。
So let us all remember his death as well as his resurrection.
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章五十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 53.
这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Verse 54, for when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
主耶稣不但为我们死，主耶稣也为我们带来了复活的胜利。
Not only did our Lord Jesus die for us, he also brought to us the victory of resurrection.
保罗说主耶稣就好像初熟的果子。
Paul described our Lord Jesus as the first fruits.
主耶稣怎样的复活， 我们将来也要那样子的复活。
In the same manner of his resurrection, one day in the future we shall all resurrect as well.
哦，这就是为什么我们今天活在有将来复活的这个活泼的盼望里头。
This is why today we live with such a living hope that one day we will resurrect.
哦，今天生活当中仍然存着很多的不公平、不公义。
Yes, indeed, we still find many injustice and a lot of unfairness in our everyday life on earth.
哦，但是我们知道主耶稣他要再来。
But we believe that our Lord Jesus will come again.
啊，当在最后审判的时候，我们就要看到那完全的公义。
And in that final judgment, we shall find the perfect fairness and the perfect justice.
哦，所以我们要纪念这些事情，这都是主耶稣的爱。
We must remember all these things because of his great love.
包括着现在，包括着将来。
Including the present, as well as the future.
甚至也包括着过去。
And also includes the past.
所以永恒的神对我们的爱也是永恒的爱。
The eternal God, his love for us is also eternal.
他过去爱我们，现在正在爱我们，将来也仍然爱我们。
He loved us in the past, he is loving us today, and he will continue to love us in the future.
这么大的爱，我们真的是可以被他的爱来激励。
Indeed, we can be greatly compelled and encouraged by his love.
那所以我们要准备好我们自己，我们向使徒约翰说，主啊，我愿意你来。
Let's prepare ourselves, and just like Apostle John, we can say to him, Lord, please come.
当我们的时间到了
when our time is here,
我们能够像保罗说，公义的冠冕为我存留。
We could be like Paul and say, the crown of righteousness has been reserved for me.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
May our Lord Jesus bless us and guide us.
在奔跑天国的道路上面，我们不断地被他的爱来激励。
That we could continue to feel and be encouraged by his love in our journey.
我们在生活当中，我们常常去纪念主耶稣所为我们所做的这一切的事情。
And in our everyday life, we should remind ourselves of all these wonderful blessings that he has given us.
相信主耶稣的爱能够帮助我们为他来做更多、更大、更美好的立志。
And I believe the Lord's love will compel us to do greater and better things for him.
那我们现在就要一起来祝谢圣餐饼。
And now we will give thanks.
我们待会在分饼的时候还没有在真耶稣教会受洗的我们亲爱的朋友就请你暂时不要领受。
We want to remind our dear friends in the congregation today, if you have not yet been baptized in the True Jesus Church, to please refrain from partaking the Holy Communion.
我们现在一起跪下来祝谢圣餐饼。
Let's all kneel down and give thanks.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
因为您的爱您亲自来到这个世界上。
You came into this world out of your great love.
我们感谢你在众人当中，你拣选我们。
We thank you for choosing us among all people.
所以我们能够领受了您的爱，领受了您的救恩。
So we can receive your love and receive your salvation.
所以我们恳求天父真神你帮助我们能够努力的来为你而活。
Lord Jesus, we sincerely ask you to help us to live a life for you.
因为能够努力的来为你而活这是一件何等伟大何等有福气的事情。
Because it is a true blessing to live our life for you.
为你来努力，让我们的生活更加的充实。
Please allow us to work hard for you so our life may be abundant.
为你努力，让我们的人生更充满着意义。
So that our life may be more meaningful.
为你来努力，让我们的人生是更加的美好。
Our life may be more beautiful.
因为为了您而所做的每一件事情，都是天父真神你所纪念的。
Because we know whatever we do for you will be remembered by our Heavenly Father.
啊，所以感谢啊，天父真神啊，你让你愿意让我们的生活啊更加的有意义，更加的美好。
We thank you, our God in heaven, that you're willing to help us have a better and more fulfilled life.
啊，所以我们也恳求天父真神啊，你继续不断的啊来啊帮助我们啊，让我们能够啊眺望你所赐给我们各样的恩赐。
Lord, we also ask you to help us discover the gifts that you've given us.
啊，让我们能够用信心啊来看。
And that we could only that we would walk by faith.
啊，让我们啊能够用信心啊来听见啊你的话语。
And that we could see with our by our faith and hear by our faith.
啊，让我们总是能够伸出信心的手来触摸您。
That we could reach our hands of faith to touch you.
啊，让我们能够用信心来尝到你的美好。
That we could taste your goodness through faith.
啊，所以我们更愿意的啊，跟别人来分享您的美好。
That we become more willing to share your wonderful blessings with other people.
啊，主耶稣，我们再一次的感谢您啊，为我们所做的这许许多多的事情。
Lord Jesus, we thank you again for all the wonderful things you've done in our life.
啊，求你帮助我们在我们的生活当中啊，我们常常啊能够来纪念您的一切。
We ask you to also remind us in our daily life the great things you've done.
啊，因为要奔跑这条跑完这条天国的道路，我们要不断的被你的爱来激励我们。
Because we need your love to encourage us as we journey on this in our faith.
主啊，我们现在也恳求您圣灵运行在我们的当中。
Lord, now we also ask your Holy Spirit to work among us.
啊，照着您的应许，让这无酵饼在灵里头成为您的身体。
And to transform this unleavened bread into your body according to your promise.
啊，让我们在领受之后，我们得着生命，末日得以复活。
And after we receive this bread, we may receive life and have eternal life in the future.
主啊，我们这样子祷告恳求，愿您垂听成全。
Lord, we sincerely pray to you in this manner. We ask you to listen to our prayer.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanksgiving, praises, and glory be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Let's all sing hymn number 48.
那我们等一下圣餐饼请Andrew 弟兄啊，跟 Jason 弟兄啊，来分饼。
We'd like to ask the above mentioned to help distribute the bread.
Jesus keeps me near the cross.
blessed beyond the river, near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring his head before me, help me walk from day to day, with his shadows on me. Yeah.
Once again, let's kneel down and pray together and give thanks.
In the
name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神, 我们再一次的感谢您。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
您为了救赎我们世人，你亲自道成肉身来到这个世界上。
You personally came into this world in the form of flesh in order to save us.
主耶稣，我们感谢您，您谦卑自己，成为人的样式，降生在马槽里。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for humbling yourself and being born in a manger.
主耶稣，我们感谢您，在您三年多的传道的旅程里头，您受尽了许多的辛苦。We
thank you for suffering tremendously in your 3.5 years of ministry.
主耶稣，我们感谢您，你立下决心，最后一次的上耶路撒冷。Our
Lord Jesus, we thank you for making that final determination and decision to go up to Jerusalem.
因为你为了我们，你愿意来走上十字架，受苦受死的这条道路。You
were willing to go on the path of crucifixion for our sake.
主耶稣，我们也感谢您，您为了我们，您愿意来顺服天父的旨意。Lord
Jesus, we thank you. You are willing to submit to God's will for our sake.
你求天父说可以的话，让这个杯能够撤去。You
said to God, if possible, to remove this bitter cup.
但是，不要照你的意思，只要照天父的旨意来成全。But
not according to your will, but according to the will of the Heavenly Father.
从人性来看，这的确是充满着极大的挣扎。
From the human's perspective, we could see that this was a great struggle.
为什么一个好人，一个没有罪的人，要受这么大的刑罚？
Why should a sinless and good person suffer such great agony?
只有一个原因，就是那 无限大的爱。
There's only but one reason, and that is you love us immensely.
所以主耶稣，我们感谢您这么的爱我们。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us so much.
主，我们也恳求，你的爱继续不断地充满在我们的生活里头。
Lord Jesus, we also ask your love to continue to fill our life.
恳求你的爱继续不断地来激励我们。
We ask your love to continue to compel us.
让我们不但奔跑在信仰的道路上面，而且是跑得好，跑得成功。
Not only will we continue to journey in this faith, but we will be able to do it with great strength.
因为在你的怜悯之下，我们愿意立志来为您多结果子。
Our Lord Jesus, we resolve to bear more fruits for you.
在您爱的激励之下，我们也愿意立志来行出更多更大的爱。
Because of your great love for us, we're willing to also love others even more.
因为您爱的激励，我们愿意在言语行为上面，更加的来要求自己，谨慎自己。
Because of your great love for us, we make a determination to be even more careful with our word and our deeds.
主啊，我们虽然是软弱的，但是在你的怜悯跟帮助之下，我们都能够变成是刚强的，得胜的。
Even though we are weak, but we know that we can be strong and victorious if we have your mercy and your help.
主啊，我们愿意为您立志，来说更多美好的话，来做更多美好的事。
Lord Jesus, through your help, we would like to speak more loving words and do more loving acts.
主啊，我们再次的恳求你的圣灵运行在我们的当中。
Lord Jesus, we ask your Holy Spirit to move among us.
照着您的应许，将这葡萄枝在灵里头，成为您所赐给我们您的宝血。
And to transform this grape juice into your precious blood according to your promise.
让我们在领受之后，我们得着生命，末日得以复活。
And after we receive this cup, we may have life and have resurrection in the future.
主啊，我们感谢您，垂听我们，谦卑的祈求。
Lord, we thank you for listening to our sincere plea.
我们存着感谢的心，要一起来领受你的宝血。
And with a thankful heart, we will partake your blood.
主啊，我们将一切的荣耀都归给您。
Lord, we give unto you all the glory and praises.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 会众请唱诗76首。
Let's sing hymn number 76.
我们等一下请 John 弟兄跟 Jennifer 姐妹来分杯。
I'd like to ask the above mentioned to help distribute the cup.
Tea.
唱297首 297. I gave my life for thee.
We thank God this concludes our Holy Communion.
And
now we'll offer our concluding prayer. Let's once again make a determination to live for our Lord, to work for Him.
So that
our life may be more abundant and more beautiful. And our life may be pleasing to Him and remembered by Him. Those who wish to receive the laying of hand, please feel free to come forward to pray. Let's pray together.